The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I kind of like it that it's a little bit dark in here. It's kind of a little different, and maybe because it reminds me that it rained a little bit today. And so it kind of like a little bit feels like weatherish. Darkness, or so I hope it's nice for you. Also, one of the important metaphors of our tradition is that of roots, and the word for root is mula, M-U-L-A. and what's interesting about roots is they're kind of like under the surface; you don't normally see them. And what you see is the plant that's above the ground. The leaves, the trunk, and those things. And so often, you know, we relate to the leaves or the flowers or the thorns or the trunks, the branches of what's there. But the root is what feeds and nourishes and affects the growth of the plant. Some plants, if you want to get rid of them and you just cut them off at the base of the ground, they resprout. And to really kind of not have it come back, you have to uproot the plant, to take the roots out of the ground, and then you're not going to have that weed anymore. And so the same thing in our minds, in our hearts, that there's things we see about ourselves. There's our behavior, what we say. There's our reactions and responses that we see, and it goes on. And if we, sometimes we can try to correct that and change that, but sometimes this can be counterproductive if we haven't really dropped down deeply at the roots, at the base, you know, that which is kind of a little bit underground, that is the what's feeding it and what kind of what's makes the plant grow. And sometimes people will spend a lot of time letting go, avoiding certain things, behavior which is, you know, maybe not so healthy, and it seems like it's counterproductive. It doesn't quite work because they keep resprouting, keep coming back. And that's partly because they haven't really addressed the roots, So there's a number of ways of addressing the roots, and one of the ways is to understand that we have a variety of roots within us. We're kind of mixed root beings, and so the three roots that the tradition talks about that are lead to unskillful behavior or to lead to suffering are the roots of greed, hate, and delusion. And then there are skillful roots that lead to our betterment of society. And those are things like generosity and love and wisdom that we can, you know. And so, compassion. And so, which of those roots are we tapping into? Which of those roots are affecting our behavior? Which of those roots are the source for our reactions and responses to the world? And to kind of consider that, and that's how you get underneath the ground to see what's underneath it. What is the motivation arising out of? What's the context for what we want to do? What's the context? What's the attitude for what we want to say and how we respond or what our reactions are? And sometimes it takes a little while to kind of drop down below because. It could be that on the surface it looks like we have a good motivation, but if you ask, this is my motivation, but what's the purpose for that motivation? What's it rising out of? What's the attitude for what we want to do? And then sometimes you can feel your way in and see that maybe it is greed, or maybe there's some kind of hostility or aversion that's coming that might be connected to the tenderness of fear. But one response of fear is aversion. Another response of fear, which is some of the good roots, is to have compassion for the fear, and then find our way. And so what is the roots of your behavior? What roots do you operate in you? And what roots do you want to be fed from? And how can you find, in a sincere way, that tap into the roots inside of you that are your goodness, You don't want to certainly overlay goodness and pretend. That doesn't work. And it doesn't work also to kind of pretend there aren't other roots and, you know, and feel like, you know, be an enemy to them. But to have a wise relationship to these deeper kind of currents of motivations, currents of attitudes within us, and then to start kind of finding our way and see which roots we want to feed our lives and develop our lives. If the roots are the source for growing the plant, which plant do you want to grow? And the Buddhist tradition focuses on things like growing a plant, growing a being, a person that is capable of wisdom. Growing, being a person that grows and becomes a person who's capable of love and compassion. Growing a person who's capable of generosity. Growing, developing a person who has the capacity to be free and awake in different situations. That puts value in those kinds of growths, and those kinds of developments. And so what roots do you need to tap into? What are the underlying motivations, underlying attitudes that you want to cultivate, you want to kind of reinforce, you want to... And I like the expression, tap into. Because with the idea that it's there within us. And but it's all kinds of things within us that we can tap into. And you know, if some people might, there's a story that in the Buddha's time of someone who had a servant, and the person who had the servant had was known in society as being a really good person. Everybody had a good reputation. But the servant knew the person wasn't really that way. So the servant who lived at the house started to sleep in the morning. Rather than getting up first and getting everything ready, slept in. And so the person, you know, got upset at the servant. And after the third day, the person went and took a, you know, a stick or something and hit the servant, you know, over the head. And so then the servant ran out in the streets and said, "Look what she did." That's the true nature of the person. So I don't know if that's a good story. but sometimes when we're in stressful situations or challenging situations, that's times when maybe unintentionally we tap into those latent roots that we haven't really addressed and dealt with. And so they come out in times of stress. So the part of the purpose of meditation practice is not only to help us with the choice of what we tap into and what we use to develop our plant, but also to get down there to what is called the latent roots. It's another latent tendencies, another kind of idea. There's roots and there's latent tendencies. And so it's one thing to tap into our goodness and have that kind of feed us and grow us. But we have to also take care of the latent tendencies. And if you can't just tap into the good, we have to take ourselves as a whole being, see yourself as whole, and see all the different aspects of us, and learn how to relate to that which is difficult in us, that which may be the unwholesome, the unskillful aspects, the greed, the hate that might be there. And learn to transform it, learn to relate to it, to see it, to be honest about it. And so our practice is all-inclusive. When we do this kind of meditation practice, a mindfulness practice, you don't want to have a spiritual practice. I don't think it's useful to have a spiritual practice that we are divided from different aspects of ourselves, or be at war with ourselves, that there's good sides and bad sides of ourselves, and then kind of be pushing away. Part of the beauty of mindfulness practice is the ability, the possibility of opening in a very wide, permissive way to all that's within us. And in doing that, we see what's unskillful. We see clearly without aversion, we see our aversion. Without hostility, we see our greed. And we hold it, and then we begin to work with it and find ways to transform it. The tradition talks about finally to uproot it. And it is possible to uproot some of the unhealthy tendencies that we have inside. And it's possible to somehow have a certain kind of transformation where certain tendencies, certain roots that were there are no longer there. And then you don't have to worry about whether you're going to tap into those roots anymore because they're simply not there. But it takes a lot of honesty. It takes a lot of willingness to open up and see the full spectrum of who we are. And I think to see it in a way that kind of is permissive, in the sense that our hearts, our minds have all the space and all the allowance, all the compassion to see the whole show of what who we are and all the roots that are within us. So the idea of roots, latent tendencies, which roots you tap into, and that you also want to be able to have insight into all the roots, all of who we are. And if some of them are not serving you, then the hope that maybe they can be uprooted once and for all. That's the kind of the offering of this Buddhist tradition. So thank you. And